after conducting significant investigations into the fish kill, IFI identified that there was a number of factors involved in the mortalities. So, yeah, as you said, it's very unprecedented. It's something that wouldn't have happened for decades. And it's something that IFI are extremely saddened and concerned about.
And what were some of those factors found, Barry?
So, so I suppose the contributing factors have been, we've had a significant bloom of a diatom called Cetaceous algae. So it's basically an algal, it's an algae in the water that has kind of spikes on it that irritates the gills of salmon as they migrate through the clouds. So this may have compromised the ability to breathe correctly. Then you include that then with the low water conditions, potentially not normal temperatures for that time of year, and being held up in a section of the river. And then following that, we identified a number of fish that were affected by saprolegnia, which is a fungal infection that develops on the fish, which again can impact on their internal organs. So it really was a perfect storm for these fish, unfortunately.
Barry, when the report was published yesterday and we carried a story about the conclusion and the findings, a few listeners, I suppose, voiced their, could you say, disapproval of the report. And one in particular said that a report that took so long had found no obvious cause, and they were a bit, I suppose, put out by that. How would you respond to that?
Yeah, look, I mean, it takes time to get samples analysed. We had a lot of flesh samples, water samples, and investigations to do in the area itself. I can confirm absolutely there was no pollution incident. It was just one of these things where a lot of stuff happened at the one time and impacted the fish, and unfortunately we had significant mortalities. That is the answer. Unfortunately, we can't turn these investigations around overnight.